Union.
Sound
of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Hello everybody, you are listening to Leeds Launches here with Holly, Montana, Vera and Hibba. We're all about promoting up and coming talent and we're playing local artists. But we also have a section where we talk about people who are already playing in Leeds or who have played in Leeds this week or in the upcoming week. Today we have...
Arthur and the Antidotes.
Yes, we do indeed. We're going to do a little interview with them. They just came in last minute and we're very grateful to have them here and we're going to interview them and we're going to play three of their songs and they sound very funky. Let's Go, Let's Dance and Get Out of This Place are their names. So
do you guys want to like introduce yourself first? Like, what are your names?
Go ahead.
I'm Thomas from Arthur and Enzix. I play guitar.
I'm Chris. I sing and play guitar also.
And then we've got two other members. They are here, but they're just they're quite really quiet and they don't speak much.
They don't really talk much.
We can see that. Okay, so first things first. How did you guys form as a band? That is the main question.
Well, in first year, we all became friends. And I guess in second year, we started living with each other and it slowly kind of evolved and we sort of slowly started playing with each other. And you know,
oh god.
Yeah. Oh dear.
And also playing music with each other as well came into it.
Yeah,
so,
a little bit.
Yeah, great. Not terrible.
So, how long have you guys been singing together for? Would you say?
Actually had our own project, which was just the two of us singing, which was called Coat and a Hat, and that was a very like Simon and Garfunkel kind of duo thing. But I guess we've been singing with each other for years, I guess, but this is only quite recent.
Yeah, we thought we'd just evolve it into a full band and get on that those vibes.
Right.
Where did you get the inspiration for your name from, Arthur and the Antidotes? Are any of you actually called Arthur?
I was nearly called Arthur when I was born, I guess.
When you were a baby, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and so, I don't know, it just came from that, really. And then the Antidotes was just because it began with A, and that sounds nice, I guess.
Yeah. It does sound nice. It sounds very nice indeed.
It does.
Thank you very much.
Quite indie.
I guess I'm an Antidote.
What other musical inspirations do you have? Like, who inspires your music?
Who do you listen to as well?
Yeah, who do you enjoy listening to?
Personally, my biggest inspiration, I think, is Paul Simon, which is... Yeah, he's, I think, my favourite songwriter, and I guess... But Thomas has...
Yeah, we all have different, like, things. Like, I'm really... into electronic music, so I listen to a lot of dance music like Fortet and like Bibio.
Oh, I love Fortet.
Fortet is the one. Just like Passion Pit, like really electronic.
So Passion Pit.
Yeah,
too.
There you go. Like not like this type of music at all. And then like the drummer is into like really rock stuff, and then the bass is into jazz. So it's kind of a little. I'm guessing we're kind of a super group, really, aren't we? We're just
taking over the world.
Yeah.
No, we're not ready, but yeah.
Well, you might do one day. You never know.
One step at a time, boys.
One step at a time.
Shall we have a song?
Yeah,
do you like to introduce it?
It's
not
Let's
sure.
Go, is it? Right?
It's Let's Go.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's the Apple advert, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like
Apple this, we actually kind of for some reason had it in our minds that this song sounds like an Apple advert, which is a bit of a strange thing. But yeah, I wrote it in the new year, actually. I think I wrote it in the final few minutes of 2013.
Which was just beautiful, isn't it?
Which was great. I was chilling with some friends and I just went into a room and wrote it, which was quite an interesting thing. And then I took it to the guys and we all changed it. Yeah. changed it and sort of made it something else, I guess. Yeah.
Right, okay. I'm going to play right. Let's Go.
There's not too much sense to be made of the thoughts in my head. Don't blame me. Oh, don't blame me. They're not quite here and they're not quite there. They come and go like my breath on the air. Mm-hmm.
and we're back with them in the studio, and we're having a very nice chat here. They're very chatty.
So, Chris and Tom, where did you get your inspiration for the song that we just played, Let's Go?
I actually wrote it.
I was staying with some friends in over New Year's, and I guess I just sort of just had the inspiration for it, and just went into a different room just for sort of 10 minutes, and just wrote the basic parts of it, like just the sort of skeleton almost, and then I just took that to the guys, and everyone put their own stamp on their part, I guess, and that's kind of what came out.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that one was dedicated to. Not dedicated, but shout out to Danny Carter.
Homeboy Danny.
Holla, Danny.
What's the deeper meaning of that song? There must be a deeper meaning.
Getting wasted and pulling.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Good answer.
No, I'm joking.
I think it really represents the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
I think it really captures
it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. When I play it, I get really emotional about that.
Thomas cries every time.
He's actually crying in the studio at the moment.
I am.
As we speak, during this interview.
It's emotional right
now. That's what we do to people here.
We break them down. So, what sort of artists have you, like, learnt from musically?
Just come out of the womb knowing how to sing?
Yeah. Knowing how to play the guitar.
My birth was actually a musical.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. I went to see it. It was really good. Yeah. 5 stars, I think. Yeah. In Daily Telegraph.
Oh God. Anyway, yeah. So we've learned a lot from just being around other musicians and how sort of, I guess, the stage presence and how to think about it and how to kind of manage it.
I think with this though, the main thing is like a lot of people like try to have a really good concept and really like. Very conceptual, but this is basically let's just have fun on the stage.
Yeah,
because sometimes you forget about you just go a bit nuts. It's really fun.
So sort of escape then,
in some way.
Pretty much.
You turn just wild when you're given a guitar or a mic.
I mean, we played one show and they had to kick us out.
Yeah,
because we're so.
We actually wild. Funny story. When me and Thomas were in a band in first year, we actually got kicked out of car for DM.
Did we?
Because, yeah.
Did
you remember?
I don't remember.
We didn't get kicked out, but we got told to not play and leave. Remember?
What? When the sound... And then we went outside and played instead?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it was
really
actually
cool.
A very...
We went outside and played and...
We walked on and the guy saw one of us had a banjo and just said, nope, not having this. Get out.
So he kicked you out because you had a banjo?
For having a banjo. That? So then we went out on the square and just played an acoustic gig, which actually got more people than the actual... Yeah, it was really funny.
That's great.
Speaking of gigs, I was reading, doing my research, that you played... Is it Club 360?
Yeah, the 360 Club, yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, I think it was a good opportunity to really kind of test it, if that makes sense, because we were supporting Man Can't Fly, Charlie Straw and City of Lights, and I think two of those have played at Reading and Leeds and have got sort of BBC Radio 1 plays, and so it's really good to play alongside people that are kind of just on the next level up to us, and we could really.
I think how you can tell that as well is the size of the guitar amp, because they had these massive amps, like literally about the size of a small person.
And had roadie carrying it in and everything.
Where we had like the amp was like about that big, and ours was literally like that big. It's a little amp.
Tiny amps, and
it was quite funny.
They're doing big hands and small.
Yeah, big. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just letting you know for the listeners out there.
Radio hasn't progressed that far yet. Can't see.
Hopefully, one day you'll have one of those big amps.
I think there's a thing called TV for
definitely. We could just say how big they were, you know, in measurements.
Yeah.
Would you like to give us a little bit of background to your second song for us, which we're going to play?
This is the first like song we did together, wasn't it?
This was kind of the birth of it almost. So I wrote this.
There's a musical to this as well, I think. Isn't
there is a musical, definitely. Yeah. I wrote this one. At the end of first year, I think, I wrote it before going to Rocknest Festival. And I couldn't sleep and had a coach at 5 a.m, so I just decided, I'll stay up all night, and it just came out.
I wish songs just came out of me when I was just chilling.
Yeah, I wish
at
it was
a party.
Sure.
Yeah. Chilling at home.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I think that's about it, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
It's
about having a good time. I mean, there aren't too many deeper meanings to them.
Okay, so this is Let's Dance.
is Less Dance by Arthur and the Antidotes, and we still have them here in the studio. We're really enjoying them, actually. They're very interesting. They've got good jokes.
The banter.
So, Chris is the main singer, but I've just been told that Tom has his own project, and I'm intrigued and need to know more. So, Tom, what is this project that you're also singing?
This is Arthur time.
Thomas,
this
isn't... No, Thomas, go ahead.
No, it's just, it's more like electronic music. It's called Laminate Pet Animal. It's the same word backwards. That's the reasoning behind it.
Palindrome.
And it's palindrome. It's just really like chilled out, like more beats and just really
down
really
with the kids. Kind of.
Down with the kids, yeah. Might throw in the odd rap there, and so
I don't.
It's really chilled out. Yeah, just like really kind of like feel of like baths. The artist bath.
Oh, you're right.
And like, Forte and just people like that.
I like that.
And you can hear me singing on that.
Where can our listeners find that music?
Just literally Laminate Pet Animal on SoundCloud, Facebook, Laminate Pet Animal.
Bit of promo.
Bit of promo there. Hashtag promo.
Do you go to like dance music events in Leeds?
I wouldn't say it's not like dance music in terms of like, you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm making some kind of dance movement. But it's just like, yeah, kind of chill electronic stuff with dance elements to it, I guess, like that. So, that's that.
Oh, thanks for that, Tom.
No worries, thank you.
Right, back to the interview with Arthur and the Antidotes. Yeah. Slight little detour there. What is your favourite thing about performing at gigs in the middle of Leeds, like you mentioned earlier, just in the street?
Personally, I feel like it's kind of a way to express yourself, I guess, in some regard. But also, it's good to showcase your work, I guess, and it's good to see what people's direct reception is. Because if you're playing live, people can't pretend to have a good time or pretend to have fun. Really, it's quite raw on people, and you can see on the people's face when you're performing whether they're having a good time or not. And it's just good to showcase and sort of. You know, give that kind of... Thomas?
Sorry, I was actually just zoning out.
What's your favourite thing about performing?
Oh, performing. Just because it's really fun, isn't it, really?
Yeah,
it's quite cool. It's good to, like... When you can see people having a good time, it's just like, yeah, I've done my job, it's quite good. So, yeah.
Have you ever had a really terrible gig where you just haven't enjoyed it, things have gone wrong, you just wanted to run away?
Not with Arthur, but with,
not,
other,
no, not with,
with,
Arthur.
Other,
yeah,
with other stuff. Other stuff. There's always. I think you have to go through those type of gigs, which is like.
Yeah, you kind of have to sift through all these kind of promoters that. We once had this thing where we played this venue, and the promoter actually drank all the profits at the bar and gave us a handful of coins.
Oh my god!
Gutted.
You've got to have these experiences on
yeah,
your way
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite funny.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
So, do you guys ever do any like covers of songs when you're performing as well, or is it all your own like songs? Yeah. That you
I think people tend to cover us, really, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. Mainly, yeah. That's what we're going for. No, yeah, we don't actually do any covers. I think it'd be quite nice to do a cover of a song, like something by The Who or something, just. Like a really old song, and I don't know, something that everyone knows. That I guess is from the 60s or the 70s. Might be quite a nice thing to do, so it kind of sticks with it, but people can still enjoy it rather than being a completely unknown song, I guess.
What are your favourite songs to sing apart from your own, of course?
Thomas?
Yeah, this is for both.
Just like casually,
as in like just
singing in the shower,
any song.
Oh,
favorite times to sing,
or just types as well. Yeah,
like 3 minutes past seven in the morning. That's a great time to sing.
We like to sing Two Chains.
Two Chains.
We love a bit of Two Chains.
That's
my favourite.
Yeah, we like to sing. Two Chains in the shower, a bit of 50 Cent.
Yeah,
you know.
So like, it's less.
Really we've set
that.
Up a little radio, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like those rates,
yeah,
like, shower great. Radios. You all sing to.
And our walls are so thin, we can hear each other.
So, like, would you say that, like, when it's you just singing alone to yourself, it's less singing, it's more rapping that you take on.
Yeah.
It's a different.
it's a different. It's more grime.
It's grime,
really.
You're going all over the place.
I get like a Burberry cap, and
I kind of see myself as like a male version of Nicki Minaj, to be honest.
Yeah.
We can really see that.
Yeah,
we can see the resemblance.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been told I look a little bit like 50 Cent as well.
Really?
Yeah, you definitely do.
A little bit.
Maybe the gunshot wounds.
Maybe. Yeah.
These two boys are blonde and white. Let's just let you know. Just to let you know. I look nothing like 50 Cent. Or Nicki Minaj, for that matter.
Have you ever been involved in any singing competitions, or would that be something you'd be interested in? Is X Factor a possibility?
Britain's Got Talent, you know.
Don't think we would go for that, to be honest. We're thinking of
Are great though. Like,
well, I was actually going to talk to you about this. It's a great time to tell you about that on radio.
Okay.
The Future Sound competition,
yeah,
is really interesting, and City of Lights did it, I think, a few years ago, and you sort of you go in and you get to play at venues and Leeds, and it's a competition, and the winner gets a slot, or I think the top four or whatever get slots at Reading and Leeds Festival. So
that's pretty cool.
We're looking into that, and I think you sort of apply in February time, maybe a bit later on March. So
there's a lot of really good, like, I mean, maybe not for the artists, but there's like remix competitions, great. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's how Flume,
Thomas actually won the remix competition recently, which was with his Lambert Pet Animal project, which was really, really good, yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that, Tom? I can tell you were really dying to tell us about that.
It's just I don't really know what happened with it, but it's just like a band in America called Magic Man, and I like remixed one of their tracks, not just because I really love the band, didn't expect to win, and because there was like thousands of entries, and mine had 30 plays, and everyone else had like thousands of plays, and then the band chose mine, and it had, and I was like, oh my god,
that's amazing. And what did you win?
They're gonna like promotionally release it, and
that is pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So
yeah,
and just some other stuff like that. So it's
what was that track called?
It's called "Out of Mind" by Magic Man.
Oh.
I don't know what they're doing. They haven't released it yet, but it's really like just chilled. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. But anyway, just have remix comments were great as well.
Yeah,
and that sounds like I brought up remix comments to talk about that. I honestly did not. It was just
so when you're performing, and I'm sure this doesn't happen to you, but if you ever make a mistake,
no
mistakes.
So
how would you handle it?
It's kind of usually if someone makes a mistake, you kind of, like, what we do is we just look at them and laugh.
We just laugh.
Yeah.
Mix songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, I guess it's got this charm to it, because if you're really funny about it, then the audience is going to be like, oh, this is awkward. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but if you just, like, laugh it off, and most of the time you can't tell. Most of the time it's just because you've, like, played, like, a bum note or something, and you know it's bad. But, I mean, when there's times where you get, like, you forget the lyrics, you kind of have to, like, make a joke about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only way.
I actually had, we had a new song in the gig last week, or I guess almost 2 weeks ago now, and it was relatively new, and we'd only sort of properly finished it, I guess, a week or two before, and I wasn't 200% sure about the lyrics, so I had just the first lines of the second and third verse written on a piece of paper on the floor, which was reassuring, and it was quite scary, because the worst thing to do would be to go into, you know, a verse, just not know what you're singing.
Well, it's like, have you know Jack Johnson, you know, like Bubble Toes, I don't know if anyone knows that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that, you know, it's like, la da 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 da, like, just because he doesn't know the lyrics.
Really?
And he just, yeah, it was like, and he just literally was like, but then it actually sounded quite cool, so I kept it. So yeah, it's quite cool. Anecdote.
That could happen at some
anecdote
stage.
By an antidote.
Oh my god.
Is that another bad joke?
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah. It's actually genius.
Yeah.
On that note, shall we have your final song?
Yeah.
No messing about. So, yes, we should.
Tell us a little bit about the song. Is it Get Out of This Place?
Well, the key highlight of the song is our drummer, John Smether.
Absolute beast.
When we were rehearsing the song, he said, I feel like it needs an extra section. So he kind of almost started playing this beat for this breakdown, and Thomas came up with this, with the main kind of riff for it. And that section's kind of John just almost defying the laws of physics and kind of going a bit mad.
So, I can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Would you like to introduce it for our listeners?
Shall I do it in the radio voice?
Same time.
Yeah, do it in your best radio voice.
Oh, okay. Hi, Leeds. This is Arthur and the Antidotes, and this is Get Out of This Place.
Lights are too bright, and the music's too loud. And I can't find my feet in this busy crowd. Girl to my left is getting bored. Feel like I'm getting old. Oh, I feel like I'm getting old.
Launches with Vera, Holly, Hibbert and Montana, and we are here with Arthur and the Antidotes, and we're still chatting to them. We've got a few more questions to ask before we go into our second part of the show, which is more established artists that are coming to Leeds in the future. So guys, do you want to ask a few more questions?
I know a lot of people like start off a bit nervous in terms of being musicians and all that, so what sort of advice would you give to like brand new musicians outside of Leeds or wherever in the UK?
I guess the biggest mistake I made when I started out with music was trying to be like the people I admired, and wearing my influences on my sleeve.
Great metaphor.
Yeah, beautiful. Too much. I guess it's really important to use your influences to fuel what you want to do, but have such a you need to have a vision of what you're doing, and you kind of need to follow that rather than trying to be like the people who already exist. Because if you're trying to be like the next whatever, like, I don't know, insert artist name here.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
So many.
Then R. Kelly already exists, and he's better at being R. Kelly than you are being R. Kelly. So you're never going to get anywhere that way. Mm. You have to find your own path, practice hard, write lots of tunes,
write lots of bad tunes as well.
Yeah,
like
if you write a song you hate it, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, like if I'm making a track, like even if it's absolutely awful, like you still write, like finish it. And it's just like some of the stuff you make is just really awful.
Yeah, just make sure you finish things rather than give up. Just persistence, really.
I think you've summed that up really well there, because I guess when you're listening to like artists that inspire you every day, it is very hard to be individual and unique, and that's where the real talent of artists actually comes in, when they're able to do that and establish like their own image. And that must be a really difficult thing to do as an artist.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
It's a lot of trial and error. It's like just a lot of trial and error, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And just, you have to go through that stage, I think, to remember. Yeah. One said I wanted to just like be Jack Johnson, like Bon Iver. And I'm just like,
yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, it's, as I say, it's just not following your influences too strongly and not being just like the people that you want to be like. Because you can't be like them, because they're them and you're not them, essentially.
That is very true. Yeah. You both said that you find performing really fun, you really enjoy it, but is it something that you want to pursue as a serious career in the future?
I think so.
I think so, it's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, we're actually on composition, aren't we? Which is like the opposite of like performance at like uni, at the college.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
I suppose you're getting pretty the experience cool. Performance through your band anyway,
stuff. Well, I wouldn't say we're like natural performers though, I don't think.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say we're like natural.
I think it's
like some people at the college are like, yeah, they are like amazing, but just,
like technically incredible.
Yeah. And just like stage presence, I think we have to like,
it's something
we have to, we've got away with it a little bit, as in like we're just going and having fun. Do you know what I mean? Rather than actually be thinking, we're going to stand here, we have backing dancers. I mean, backing dancers, I think we should do that.
Yeah. We can do it for you.
Yeah, we're always available.
Really?
Yeah. We are available.
Can you write my journalism essay as well? I remember you said something like that earlier.
We'll hook you up.
Okay, cool.
And lastly, what is next for Arthur and the Antidotes?
Wow. Big, big question, I guess. We're trying to focus on recording our second EP. And it's sort of moving in a slightly different direction, but still saying like the same kind of thing, I guess. Just looking for gigs, looking for just new ways to just get out there and just try our best to sort of sink our claws into Leeds first and then expand.
Yeah,
really.
Start in Leeds and then expand.
Yeah.
How can our listeners find your music online?
You can go to...
Bit of promo here for you.
Yeah, bit of promo. Just go on the Facebook, search Arthur and the Antidotes. On SoundCloud as well, it's all under Arthur and the Antidotes, I guess. And it's all linked to the Facebook page, so you go on SoundCloud. Free download of everything you've heard today on Bandcamp.
For free.
Well, not free, you can pay money if you like. Probably won't, but you know how it is. Yeah, so
share the files.
Yeah.
No, share the files. No one buy it. Just go out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, just go out there
send
and just
it to
share it with your friends. Maybe we could put a Twitter post up as well about that, and you guys could go through that.
We will do that for you.
Beautiful.
Okay, well, thank you guys. We'll give you a break now. You're going to stick around, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to stick around.
For the second
comment
half.
on your
songs.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, we'll go into the second half of the show then, and I'll kick it off with Annie Mack, who is bringing her Annie Mack Presents tour to O2 Academy on 14th of November. The songs I've got are from her set list, which she's been playing on Radio 1, so if you're going to see her, I think that you will hear some of these tracks. So the first one is Supernatural by Aluna George. We'll be right back.
So my chosen song for this week is Hannah Wants, and it's called Rhymes. For those who are living up north, she is also supporting Annie Mac at the O2 Academy in Sheffield on the 7th of November. Tickets are still available, but they are £25. So steep, yeah, quite pricey.
Dig into that overdraft.
Yeah,
it's there for a reason.
That is what the loan and grant is for. But if you're a big fan of Hannah Wants and Annie Mac, then you should probably buy it. But anyway, I'm going to play the song now. This is Hannah Wants and Rhymes.
Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it. Babe, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe. Touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it. Watch it, babe, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe, turn it, watch it, babe, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, touch it, watch it. Stop for a minute, touch it, bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for a minute, touch it, bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for a minute, touch it, bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for a minute, touch it, bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for a minute, touch it, bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for a minute, touch it, bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for a minute, touch it, bring it, babe, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop for a minute, touch it, watch it, turn it, bring it, babe. Turn it, touch it, bring it, babe. 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 Watch it, babe. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it, leave it. Touch it, watch it, turn it.
With Rhymes, we're all bobbing our heads in the studio. Arthur in the Antidotes, what did you think of that?
Yeah, it was
pretty swag. It sounds like Busta Rhymes, doesn't it? That was really cool, though. I like that.
It does sound like
more
Rhymes.
My type of.
Yeah, it's more like Lambert Pen or stuff.
Not at all, but.
Well, down that alley, way.
Down that alley.
Alley, way.
The bass. It's all about the bass and no treble. No.
Right, the next song is Just. You're right there, Dom.
I was just like commiserating myself in the past.
The next song is Just Kidding with Thinking About It. Just Kidding are currently touring with Eaton Messy. They are unfortunately not in Leeds at the moment. They performed a couple of weeks ago, but they are performing at Digital in Newcastle on the 7th of November. So if you like this track, then you should go check that out. This is Just Kidding with Thinking About It.
And now, was it? No,
it wasn't. That it was wasn't. Just kidding.
Well, but just kidding.
We'll roll with it.
Yeah, yeah. I know that those songs. Yeah. Okay. Next, we've got a little bit of Scuba and Close. They play in Canal Mills actually on Halloween. I'm not sure about you, but I actually heard it's pretty damn good there. I went to Warehouse Project, so I wasn't actually there. But I'm going to play a little bit of their songs, and it's called "Beam Me Up." Let's play it.
Thank you.
Right, that was Closed Feet Scuba with Beam Me Up. I'm not sure about you, but these songs make me want to go out. Seriously, I do.
Yeah. Too much work to do to go
out. Too much work, though. God. Very deep in it. Right, now we've got another artist who played at Canal Mills, actually, in Halloween, and it is Taurus with Patterns.
My choice of the week is basically Warehouse Project. They had a really, really, really good lineup this year, and they're ending the year with so many other great absolute DJs. Like, they just come in and they're just absolutely smashing it every week, and it's like, I want tickets, but I can't afford them. Anyway, this Friday, they're only £25 actually, I've just got a lot of work. They are here and they've got a lineup that's got Gorgon City, Bondax, and Wookiee. But first up, I've chosen Red Light. They were popular a few years ago with their songs like Get Out My Head and Lost in Your Love, and they've come back with a great track, and I'm hearing it everywhere. I really am, and it is 90s Baby.
90s Baby.
Come on.
Are you in 90s Baby?
Yeah.
It's the 90s Baby.
Come on.
Let's party like it's 1990. Biggie Smalls, Versace shades, Moschino jeans, and Alizé. ODB, Brooklyn Zoo, DJ Randall on the ones and twos.
A red light with 90s baby. We're all 90s babies in this room.
In this room?
In this room. I'm a 95 baby.
I'm a 95 baby.
What about you?
93.
You're 94.
You're old 90s babies.
You're old.
Yeah, you know. I'm 94. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not 94. I'm 94.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not 94. He was born in 1994.
There we go.
Just to clear that up. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. We very much enjoyed your company and the two quiet ones who didn't speak. Yeah. Thank you for coming as well.
Guys.
We really enjoyed you here and we wish you the best of luck in the future. Would you like to say bye to LSR and the rest of Leeds for us?
Oh, should I do the radio voice?
Yeah.
I need to put the headphones. What's your show called?
Leeds Launches.
Leeds Launches.
Should remember this.
Okay, this might not work second time round. What did I say?
Say goodbye.
Just say goodbye.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the radio voice. I decided against it. It was so good first time. Anyway, guys, yeah. Goodbye. Thanks for having us on Leeds Launches. Goodbye.
You are most welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.